Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Can you please give me a few scientific papers that prove human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming? No one can show from the scientific literature that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming.
Climate change is too abstract for people to understand, but the coming water crisis is something that everybody will get on board with.
From Malaysia to Mexico, from Sri Lanka to Singapore, privatization is on the move.
They're restricting water supplies all over the planet. They've passed legislation to take pure aquifer water all over Canada, the U.S., England, Europe, you name it, and put it through a bunch of chemical processors to poison the living hell out of it, and to give it way more expensive pricing to then make the cost of water go up. Water has always been free in the U.K. They live on a giant crystal clear aquifer. Now they're starting to charge for it. This is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the biggest experiments in water privatization has taken place in the UK. In 1989, the government sold off the entire water system of England and Wales to limited companies. More than 30 years later, that system is being criticized across the political spectrum. Chief executives have been awarded hefty pay packages, shareholders generous dividends, and investment in infrastructure has not kept pace with population growth, leading to sewage flooding and pollution failures. Just 14% of rivers meet the minimum European standards for water quality, for example.
The global government is failing. They create the crises or exacerbate the problems, pose as the saviors.
When problems arise in the Sahel or even in Texas or anywhere else, it's not because something went wrong in that local area. It's because something is going wrong globally. Something went wrong globally. So we've got to address this at the global level. This is about investing in the global commons. For the common good of all.
And that word, common good, is actually a radical word. Because in economics, we have notions of the public good. And it sounds good, because the second word is good. But it's really framed more as a correction for something the private sector is not doing. That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably?
They're admitting they're bringing in global currencies that are already here, already running China. They tried it in Nigeria. Now it's massively backfired. They're pulling it out there. But it just devastates economies, but it consolidates power. Remember those headlines? Workers lost $3.7 trillion in earnings during the pandemic. World's billionaires get richer by $3.9 trillion during the pandemic, more than doubling their wealth.
Yet in 2016, the House of Commons Public Accounts Committee found that Ofwat were too generous, and as a result, water companies made windfall gains of at least $1.2 billion between 2010 and 2015, from bills being higher than necessary.
What happens in one part of the world ends up in another part of the world. That's intrinsic to the climate crisis, and water is intertwined with that climate crisis.
And honestly, we have a common language on climate, but we don't have that on water. And that's in my view, that is exactly what we need to have in order to progress towards a common goal.
And so what's happening is the general public and people in the government and big talk show hosts across the board realize that they're being targeted too. No matter how rich and powerful you are, if you're not in the inner club, you're being targeted. And the globalists get blowback themselves. They get hurt by their own attacks. It's insane. It's satanic. It's crazy. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, the DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
Freedom of Information Act results have shown that the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists knew that the mRNA injections were commonly fatal to babies in the womb. And $11 million was spent to bribe OBGYNs to lie to pregnant women about the safety of the injections and convince them to get the shot. U.S. nursing home data clearly shows that the mRNA shots were killing the elderly. The mRNA shots are now causing cancer. The CDC admits at least 118,000 children have died suddenly in the USA since the rollout of the mRNA COVID vaccines. The actual count is likely much higher, and that was reported a year ago. Nothing has really changed. The historical mass murder continues, and the perpetrators remain free, pushing for round two and winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
Their discovery led to a monumental medical breakthrough, but even they were surprised when they learned today they're receiving one of the world's most prestigious awards.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine, the last thing a pair of scientists expected when the phone rang at 3:40 this morning.
My husband picked up and he was talking to somebody, and then he just handed over and said, "This is for you."
Did you believe it at first?
Not really, you know, because, you know, people can make jokes.
I also thought it was a prank or an anti-vax joke or something.
This has to be a prank. Some anti-vaxxer is, you know, playing with us, and, you know, this can't be real. We wait and the press conference starts, and it was real. We couldn't get funding. We couldn't get publications. We couldn't get, you know, really people to notice RNA as something interesting. It had failed clinical trials, and pretty much everybody gave up on it.
I mean, everybody was skeptical, but we didn't care.
Katie and I certainly didn't go into science for money or for awards. We did it because of interest and curiosity. But we've got clinical trials for 7 vaccines going on right now. We've got work on cancer vaccines, vaccines for autoimmune diseases, for allergies. We've got gene therapy moving into clinical development. We've got a variety of therapeutics. So, you know, it's already been going on for many years, and this has just given RNA the recognition.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Gentlemen, we cannot just oppose the globalists and operations. Yes, it's important to expose them, to track their criminal operations, their depopulation, their pedophilia, their satanic agenda. But we also need to then offer our own agenda, our own plan for the future. Now, unlike them, we're not going to make people, via totalitarian systems, follow our agenda, but we should promote an alternate agenda to what they're doing. So, in this book that came out in 2022, that became a number one worldwide bestseller, The Great Reset and the War for the World, we lay out the enemy's own statements, their own plans. It is the blueprints to the Death Star. And that book is available signed or unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. But now we're talking about the new book, The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. And that's what this book does. It is 400 pages long. I would say that 60% of it is the latest enemy operations and how they're operating and what makes them tick and how to stop them. But then 40% or so is what we can build, different ideas, different systems to counter the dystopia that they are setting up. Now, we're going to send this to number one. You're going to send this to number one. They are so pissed about this book, they're already attacking it. But I want to encourage all of you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy that's a fundraiser to keep us on air and a historical memento. And also get unsigned copies to give to your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Because this book is a major piece of history. So let me go over some of what's in the book. We'll go ahead and go to an overhead shot. And I'll show you the back of the book. Got a Tucker Carlson quote, a Bill Maher quote, a Joe Rogan quote, a Stephen K. Bannon quote, a Mickey Willis quote. And these quotes are absolutely dead on. Tucker Carlson says, Alex Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance. But the truth is, he's been far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News. Bill Maher, Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak. Here's Joe Rogan. Alex Jones is one of the most misunderstood people in the world, and he's been right about a lot of SH-T. Stephen K. Bannon. For more than 20 years, no populist figure has been more of a bayonet in the back of the deep state than Alex Jones. Stephen K. Bannon, who also wrote the foreword to the book. Mickey Willis, award-winning documentary filmmaker, reaches hundreds of millions. Mainstream media is wrong the vast majority of the time, yet they are never held accountable. Alex Jones is right the vast majority of the time, and yet he is silenced and persecuted. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is unbelievable. And it was researched by the great researcher Kent Heckenlively, who double-checked everything I said, who fact-checked it all. It has a big document section in the back where we show you everywhere the sources come from. You need The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance today with the foreword by Stephen K. Bannon. Let's go to a document camp shot and give people a first look at this book. There's The Great Awakening. And it goes into the chapters. Forward by Stephen Bannon. A bayonet to the back of the deep state. Chapter 1, the threat of artificial intelligence. Chapter 2, Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party and political violence is bad except when it's directed at Alex Jones. Chapter 3, you're being modified against your will. That's the GMO, genetic engineering. Chapter 4, they want you to be a teenager on an allowance, and that's just the beginning, the social credit score, the ESGs. Chapter 5, the eternal war of tyrants. Chapter 6, the war machine. Chapter 7, the deep state makes its move. Chapter 8, the education of Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and others. That's the big inside baseball section. Very powerful. Chapter 9, Jeffrey Epstein. Renfield of the globalists, Draculas, but even worse because they prey on their own children. They murder their own children and drink their blood. Totally proven. I name names. You cannot make this up. Chapter 10, the COVID lies and deception. Chapter 11, selling your soul to Hollywood and the CIA. Chapter 12, combat tactics for victory. Chapter 13, the final battle. Conclusion, how you know you're winning and more. The Great Awakening, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. A piece of history, funding the resistance and getting a great tool to further empower yourself, inform yourself, and wake up friends, family, neighbors. Get your copy signed or unsigned right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for all your support. We are all part of the Great Awakening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have been really doing research for this broadcast today, and I had a bunch of big developments happen right before I went live on air, so I heard some of those new, very powerful, informative special reports and that breakdown of the new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The book is now available signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. It ships on the 20th. It is in our warehouse. Be the first to get it. It is powerful, and it's needed to keep us on air. Thank you so much for your support. All right, obviously we're going to get into the removal of Kevin McCarthy and how big a deal that is and why it's very positive, despite some of the naysayers out there that I understand. They say, well, what do we do next? Well, we don't do what we were doing before. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war, to quote William Shakespeare. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And then we've got an incredible new interview with a top historian, with Tucker Carlson, I'm going to get to, that's so powerful, Mr. Hansen. And we've got just massive poison shot news, huge expansions of the second rollout of the COVID protocols, all confirmed, it's now official, and so much more today. Thank you for joining us on this October 4th, Wednesday, 2023 transmission. I'm Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
world. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Shows, but sometimes when something's so true, so powerful, you have to do it. It's a 33-minute, 27-second interview with Victor Davis Hanson, one of the top historians in the country. And I'm going to air a big piece of it next segment. It's so dead on. And then I'll continue with all the news and information. But first, let's get into Kevin McCarthy's ouster as the Speaker of the House yesterday, throwing the House into turmoil. Well, we were already going in a direction of him going back on every promise he made. And the people saw him, the Republicans that voted him in 9 months ago, saw him doing record 6-week vacations and stuff when he could have had 1-week vacations. And the Republicans have a limited 2-year window to really prove themselves and unseat the Democrats. They could have cut funding to the Justice Department. They could have gone after the corrupt FBI that needs to be reformed or abolished. I don't think most FBI agents, from the word I hear, agree with that. I mean, it's the leadership's completely controlled. It's hijacked. It's compromised. It's captured. And so I really respect Matt Gaetz. They tried to set him up. It was all made up. He's been, of course, validated and vindicated and proven to be innocent of supposedly, a 17-year-old girl years ago and all the rest of this garbage. So I think he should be the speaker. Obviously, he's not going to get the votes for that, but he gave a big group of speeches to the media yesterday. I've got like 20 minutes of it. All of it's powerful, but in so many of the interviews, they start with, "Aren't you a narcissist making it all about you? How dare you do this?" McCarthy promised to do these things. He didn't do one of them. And so we gave McCarthy time. I said, let's see what he does, and he didn't do it. Nobody's going to deny that he's smart and capable. But he's been darling around with Joe Biden. So he promises he's not going to seek re-election. I think Steve Scalise would be great. That's who Matt Gaetz and others are pushing. Very honorable man, almost killed by a leftist lunatic, shot him, trying to kill all those House members in the Freedom Caucus. So I would say Steve Scalise. I think I was the first to say it, but others have been saying it before. Now it's everywhere. MTG supports it, many others. Trump could probably get elected. And under the Constitution, you don't need to have a speaker that is even in Congress. So that's the wild card. Wouldn't it be great while he's being falsely charged and 91 in felony charges and 4 indictments and the rest of it, more coming, all these fake civil cases where judges are already finding him guilty. Wouldn't it be amazing to put Trump in the interim as a Speaker of the House? There's some question on whether you can run for the presidency while you're the acting speaker, but it looks like you can. It's not a long shot. We should just push that, draft Trump in, and the image of him as the speaker with the gavel is just priceless bully pulpit. Let's do it. Let's make that happen. Let's call the Republican members of Congress. Guys, get me the number to Congress, please. They change it from time to time. I'm not sure what the current number is. And let's put the current number to Congress to make sure it's the right one. They shift it around. And let's... Hell, I'll call Congress live on air today, and I'm going to ask to talk to my closest Republican rep. Austin has a Democrat rep, but I'll pick one in a jurisdiction nearby. We'll call him live on air. Let's do that. Let's get Trump in there. This is the type of imaginative ace in the hole thing we need to play right now. You got to have an ace in the hole. Little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, game we all play. So let's save those aces for a rainy day. You've got to have an ace in the hole. We got a lot of aces in the hole, but the globalists are steamrolling towards absolute tyranny. We got more top central bank globalists saying they're going to bring in central bank digital currency and track everything you buy, sell, and do. to control you. I mean, it is just an incredible transmission lined up today. We also have a huge stack of news articles and video clips where from Texas to Pennsylvania, from California to Michigan, Illinois, to you name it, there are mass mandates in the public schools. So let's get that clip ready coming up. There's a bunch of clips. Little kids, hey, we're taking your mask off tomorrow. Yay! Yay! Oh! The brain damage, the bacterial pneumonia, the destruction of language, the depression of our children, and the monsters are right back doing it. We're totally vindicated. They're rolling it all out right now by piecemeal. But here's a clip of Matt Gaetz, one of the clips we'll be playing today.
If you were to move forward, if there were to be any kind of agreement, what would that look like and what would you need to see from the speaker at this moment?
I think the die is cast based on the motion I just filed. I think the time for that discussion would have been over the last several weeks, but instead we saw the speaker continuing. The speaker did not just fail to remediate the breach of the agreement with he made with us in January. He accelerated the instances of breach. Like, after I laid out the breach, he went and violated the 72-hour rule. After I laid out the breach, he violated the 100 million no amendment suspension rule. So he seems to be reverting to the very unfortunate muscle memory of Washington, D.C., that has put our nation atop a $33 trillion debt, that has led to, you know, $2 trillion annual deficits in our near future, and the rapid global de-dollarization of the economy. When you look at the BRICS system, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're moving away from the dollar. And just in August, they added six new countries, including G20 economies in the Western Hemisphere and Gulf monarchies. Moreover, you saw U.S. News say that the number one economic trend of 2023 is de-dollarization globally. This worries me. You all get all worked up that there's going to be some uncomfortable, chaotic moment that I'll feel pressure from conservatives or Democrats or whomever. I feel the judgment of history. I feel the weight of that. I worry that when the history books are written about this country going down, that my name is going to be on the board of directors here. And if this country's going down and if we're losing the dollar, I am going down fighting. And I don't care if that means fighting Republicans, Democrats, the Uniparty, the leadership, the PACs, the lobbyists. I've had it. I've been here 7 years. We don't have a budget. We haven't had one since the mid-90s. I am through with it. I apologize for using that word, but the only path forward here is to have single subject spending bills that can be reviewed, amended, considered, and I think that is the responsible way that our legislatures all over this country operate for good reason.
Mr. Hayes, how many Republicans do you have with you in the House?
How do you respond to Kevin McCarthy's claim that this is payback for an ethical investigation?
I am the most investigated man in the United States Congress. I have been cleared by the FBI, the DOJ, the Federal Elections Commission by a 5-0 vote. It seems that the Ethics Committee's interest in me waxes and wanes based on my relationship with the Speaker. I believe that Speaker McCarthy is trying to signal to the Ethics Committee to pursue me. When I gave my Sunday interviews yesterday, indicating that I intended to file this motion to vacate Speaker McCarthy, hours did not pass before Republicans and members of the Ethics Committee were backgrounding reporters that they wanted to expel me from the United States Congress for bringing a motion to vacate under the rules that we negotiated in January after Kevin McCarthy broke his word. They want to expel me for Congress from that. So, you know what? I'm built for the battle. I face down tougher than these folks, and I'll do it again.
Mr. Gaetz, how many...
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 testosterone boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax.
Anthrax.
And radio.
And radio. And the
dark. What have I told you?
And radio. And look up.
listeners and viewers that hold me in position. Only you can keep us in attack formation. Only you can defeat the New World Order. You are the resistance. Coming at you live. Coming at you live. I'm alive. You're alive. Breaking, Jim Jordan now running for speaker as Trump considers role. I've been waiting for this a long time, my little green friend. 50,000. Unstoppable. And radio. Well, I got a lot I want to talk about, but when I see something so good, I got to step aside. Better look out. Tucker, episode 27. Donald Trump appeared in court today. But it wasn't a legal proceeding. And if you're a radio listener, you're not going to get to see the face of the judge when he sees the MSNBC camera. He literally mugs for it like he is in a Miss America pageant. Or he just scored the winning touchdown at the Super Bowl in sudden death overtime. He looks like he's having 15 orgasms. Just like when Bill Gates talks about people dying, he just starts getting real excited. By the way, there's that famous national baseball player. I meant to send a clip to the crew. I don't think I did. There's an article on InfoWars about it. We'll get to it next hour. And the woman said he raped her, attacked her, and then she bragged all her friends, hey, he's going to date me. I'm going to set him up and get all his money. And then she shot video of him in bed laughing and giggling. And now that's got 80 million views today. So all the chickens are coming home to roost. Ex-MLB star Trevor Bauer exposes damning messages from the Instaho who accused him of violent rape. Yep, it's all coming out because he didn't back down. He didn't roll over. He'll probably go to jail now. He got the text messages in the lawsuit where she said, I'm going to set his ass up. Then she shot video in bed with him while he was asleep, bragging about it. And the reason I'm going to play this clip is it shows the sociopathic, psychotic thing that's happened. And more, there used to be like maybe 1% of people was a psychotic, maybe 3% sociopaths, but they're artificially creating them out. They think it's cute. They think it's funny to have no morals at all. But they always love to brag. You know, growing up, I'd see like cartoons and movies like Dr. No or Goldfinger where they got James Bond chained up. They're about to kill him. And then the villain brags and tells them the master plan. And I'm like, that's not how things would really work. I guess I'm not a villain because I was going to do something to somebody. I'm not going to tell them. I'm coming. You never know what hit you. But see, I'm not a villain. Villains love to monologue and tell you how smart they are and how criminal they are. And that's what they do. That's why we've got the globalists by the short hairs, is because they bragged about every damn bit of their operation. Like we're animals that don't know. No, we've just been distracted and diverted into trance. Once the trance is gone, once the spell is gone, once we're out of the deep sleep, now you're not facing a sleeping giant that you globalist Lilliputians, you Keeblers, can defeat. Now you're dealing with Godzilla going nuclear. In fact, cue that up. I know I'm not into cheesy movies and stuff, but I mean, it is a good metaphor for Godzilla gets hit with this weapon. He's about to die. He goes down in his inner chamber in Atlantis to bathe in nuclear radiation, but it's not enough. So this Japanese hero detonates a hydrogen bomb to re-energize him. And then Godzilla goes to battle Gamora in Tokyo and detonates. And that's exactly what I'm like and what you're like. All the stuff we've been through, we don't give up. We don't realize that that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. And that all these attacks, we can suck the energy in and then use it against the enemy. We're not engaged in black magic, but when they hit us with the energy, we can simply reflect it back at them. And that's what they can't deal with. And then we detonate, and nothing can stop us. Boom. Bye-bye. But we've got to understand that processes, that first we have to go through the fire. And at a certain point, their attacks literally get turned against them. The pit they prepare for us is the pit that will destroy them. Great job, crew, pulling that up in 2 seconds. This crew is unbelievable. I did not tell them I was going to say that. Okay, I'm impressed. Who's running the computer there? Who pulled that up in 1.5 seconds? Because I've never, that, I mean, you would, if you were a gunslinger, you'd be the greatest gunslinger in history. I mean, I'm impressed. Okay, so let's go to an incredibly powerful few minutes of it. We're going to skip this break. The full thing is up on Infowars.com in the live show feed, or it's going to be. We're posting it there right now. Tucker Carlson interviews top historian Victor Davis Hanson about the current situation. Let's play a few minutes of this and then come back into all the other news.
If you've ever wondered why it's taken you so long to figure out what's happening now in American politics, don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. It's hard for most Americans to comprehend the total dishonesty of American liberalism. Virtually nothing the liberal says is true. And the lies are not ordinary lies. The lies are so brazen, so aggressive and unending, that it's difficult for a normal person to understand what's happening. 30 years ago, for example, liberals began to lecture us, softly at first and then in an increasingly high volume, about tolerance. How could you have known then that they planned, in fact, to usher in the most intolerant age in American history? They've done that now. But few people saw it coming. We shouldn't make the same mistake again. Liberals are now telling us they plan to protect American democracy, and that's the clearest possible sign that they intend to end it. 13 months from this week, the United States will hold a national election. In a democracy, citizens can vote for the candidate of their choice. That's not just a feature, it's the defining fact of the electoral system. The people rule. They can send anyone they want to Washington because they're in charge. But this year, in the name of protecting democracy, liberals have decided to strip Donald Trump's name from the ballot in states across the country. Trump is the front runner in the presidential race. He's currently beating Joe Biden in the polls. Yet liberals have decided that you should not be allowed to elect him president. That's not democracy. It's the opposite. It's totalitarianism. Just this morning, Donald Trump appeared in court in New York in a civil case brought by the state's attorney general that was designed explicitly to keep him.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Buster, the Electoral College, new states coming in, the size of the Supreme Court, voting IDs, the genders, the foundational data of the United States, pronoun usage from the trivial to the existential. We're in the middle of a cultural, economic, political revolution, and I think we got to wake up.
I mean, I suppose the danger is that if the average person decides that the system is illegitimate, it's not fair, it doesn't have any meaning beyond the political desires of the people administering it, then, you know, what prevents the average person from resorting to violence? In other words, if you have no power, if your vote means nothing, if the system is BS, then, you know, why don't you take up arms? Seriously.
Well, two things I think have precluded that so far. One is, I call it the monastery of the mind. A lot of people just say, you know what, I'm checking out. I don't want to watch the Oscars. I don't even know what the Tonys or Emmys are. I don't watch the NBA. I have nothing to do with Hollywood movies. I just created my own reality. And the other is, under our federalist system, we're having millions of people. This is the greatest exodus diaspora we've ever seen in our history, where people are fleeing these blue states and blue cities to red states, and they feel that I'm going to recreate America as I once understood it without having anything to do. And so far, that's kept us sort of viable, but for them that's not enough. It's never enough to have 2 million illegal entrants or 3 million. They got to have 8 or 9 or 10. It's not enough that Joe Biden is corrupt. It's not enough that he's non compos mentis. It's not enough that his agenda doesn't make sense. You've got to accept more and more of him. And I think they keep pushing the envelope, and these safety valves that I just mentioned, I don't know if they're going to be enough already. But right now, I think there's one last effort on the part of conservatives. They're going to say, you know what, we're going to speak up as we've never spoken up before. We're going to go after Target. We're going to go after Disney. We're going to say that we're going to go after the three-gender movement, and we're going to try to win this election. We're going to try to win the House. We're going to try to win the representative. We just have to unite behind. And we'll see if that works. I'm really afraid. Everybody says democracy's in danger, but I think if they feel that they have the majority of the people, and I think the majority of the people are against this progressive Jacobin agenda, and they still can't find power, then we're going to be in new territory. We're in new territory.
Stop it right there.
And so there are legitimate...
Back it up 10 seconds. This Jacobin revolution. Now, he's one of the top recognized historians worldwide. And what have I been telling you for 20 years we're up against? We're up against Jacobins. People say, what's a Jacobin? Well, you should look it up. Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati in Bavaria, in 1776 to counter George Washington. George Washington wrote letters about this. He was a top Mason, and he said there's a satanic group taking over the Masons. This is in his national letters. Just type in George Washington letters on the Illuminati into search engine. You'll get the National Archives. There's dozens of them. It's incredible. His photo scans of his handwritten letters. Even got like moth holes eaten in it. 200 plus years old, 240 years old. And Masons aren't bad. It's that they've been used to take over. I'm not going to get into defense of the Masons. I'm not a Mason. I've just studied history. You didn't get in college in Greece or Babylon or Egypt 3,000, 4,000 years ago if you were just a common person. You had to go to a mystery school where they taught alchemy, the beginnings of science, but also a lot of ancient religions and ideas. They taught you all of them. And then Solomon was trained by that. He's the wisest man that ever lived, the Bible says, King David's son. And that's what the Jewish mysticism comes out of, European mysticism, all the studies of magic, the occult. It just means hidden. And Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati, this is mainline history books, he founded the group that created the French Revolution and the Jacobins. They wanted a nine-day work week, no families, transgenderism. They wanted to cut children's penises off. You might have heard of all this. You might have seen this a little bit before because you're up against Jacobins, and that's what they are. You heard of the Red Terror and Lenin. Karl Marx, you know, came 100 years later. It's all a copy of the French Revolution and the Illuminati, which do not eliminate. Christ eliminates. Open freedom eliminates. They call themselves the Illuminated Ones because Lucifer was the light bearer that people couldn't look at God in heaven, so he would basically be a mirror that God shone on. You could see a mirror image that was lesser. Yeah, so there's George Washington to William Russell, September 28, 1798, on the Illuminati. So we're up against the Illuminati, according to our founder, George Washington, according to Victor Davis Hanson. And that's what you're up against. They want total order destroyed to bring in an absolute dictatorship on the ashes. And Napoleon was brought in by them on the ashes of that. So out of their great reset that destroys the existing civilization, they bring in the ultimate tyrant that they control. They fear tyrants they don't control. And I'm not lionizing tyrants. The tyrant definition again has multi meanings. In modern parlance, nomenclature, vernacular, it means a horrible oppressive system, a horrible oppressive leader. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Xi Jinping, Justin Trudeau. But in the Greek sense, it was a powerful leader that takes over with the support of the people. That's the ancient definition. The globalists fear a tyrannus, or a terrible one, who is of the people against the elite. So I'm not selling tyranny here. I'm simply getting into the actual definitions historically of what it means to the globalist. A tyrant is one thing versus what we see a tyrant as. Different creatures. But a tyranny of a ruling aristocracy, an oligarchy, a Platonian model is what we're under today. And Plato was a eugenicist, the founder of eugenics, and the whole Malthusian system picked up thousands of years later by Sir Thomas Malthus, Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, and others. Darwin. So those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, and then we are here promoting a Americana Renaissance Christian revolution, not a forced conversion, but a by example to be Christ-like. The most successful settlements in Africa are where blacks have adopted Christianity. Incredibly so. You go to Africa, you get black people to become Christian and actually follow it, they're just as successful as Europeans. Europeans were living in caves and huts and killing each other until they got Christianity, just like Africans. We acted just like Africans today. You can go, look at those savages. Well, we were until we got Jesus. Yes, how does Jeffrey Dahmer do all these terrible things? He's got the devil in him. How do all these black people out attacking white people doing terrible things? They got the devil in them, folks. It's not the color of their skin. It's the spirit in their heart. And that's the reality of what we're facing. And that's what this book, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned, The Great Reset. The fundraiser is a signed copy. I want to thank those that did get signed copies. Start shipping the 20th. It's in the warehouse right now. This book's like 200 pages longer than the last book, and it is riveting, and it is unbelievable. And it is a battle plan, not just exposing the levels, but for victory. InfoWarsStore.com. Separately, today is the last day to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus, and DNA Force Plus, all incredible products that literally energize your cells, clean out your blood and body. Everybody should be on this. 40% off. The sale has to end today. The trifecta sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion is amazing as well. It's the foundation you need for all this to work properly. Tastes great, all natural. It's back in stock. Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. That sale on the trifecta sale, unleashing your potential with the InfoWars Trifecta Pack, ends tomorrow morning. Vitamineral Fusion will continue on in sale. And, of course, InfoWars Platinum, the HGH Max Boost, the 1776 Testosterone Boost, and the Pain MD are all discounted as well, finally back in stock. And that makes this dog hunt. Plus, they're really incredible products. I was sitting there. Because I went for like an 8-mile hike this weekend and hadn't been in the gym a lot, so I lifted weights really hard, and I'm strong, and I should take more care. Like, I shouldn't do, you know, leg press at 500 pounds 8 times just because I can. And I hurt my knee. And Sunday, my wife goes, why don't you take your turmeric formula? Because she sold one. It's better than the one she buys at the store. I'm like, you're right. I took 4 of them. And the next day, my right knee doesn't hurt. Pretty simple. So Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off right now on the Trifecta sale. All right, we're going to start hour number 2. We're going to get into everything. It's going to be an incredible transmission. The globalists hope you don't listen to, hope you don't watch, and they sure as hell hope you don't share it. We'll be right back. Hour number 2, straight ahead, my patriots.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.